So Billy in Laporte, as you like to say, writes
to
us.
My very first call on the show, yes.
I remember. He says, I have an impediment in my 4-inch PVC pipe under the house,
impediment?
Under the slab. That's what he says, impediment. Okay. I'm thinking the plumber used that word now. He thinks that's how he has to describe it. He says it's about 14 feet from the side of the house, and they say they'd have to tunnel to get to it. I've checked with a couple companies to reline the pipe from the clean out, and one company, which specializes in repiping, go figure, said I would have more issues by doing that, and also 4 entry points come into the pipe. What do you recommend, and how would you fix this, Tom?
These are some hard questions you got today, Charlie. I think I'm going to have to get a different co-host. Man, I'd call TDT for sure and find out what the heck is going on. First, what is an impediment, and then relining the pipe.
Right.
If the fact of the matter, if you have to reline a pipe, that means the pipe is broken.
Right.
And so, and you could reline it or put a liner in there. I know they do that all the time over at TDT.
Well, they use that cured-in-place thing for something like this.
Yeah, exactly. And so the other thing is it just mud filling it up? Because an impediment could be anything from a giant boulder to a, you know, who knows what. Usually you can snake out a pipe and it'll at least run free for a while.
Sure.
So the question is kind of loaded on exactly what's going on, but if you can't snake it out, call TDT and see what they can do. But I gotta find out more about this impediment.